The seamen were too busy with their cannon and the rigging to regard the new danger, and the frigate entered one of the dangerous passes of the shoals in the heat of a severely contested battle. The wondering looks of a few of the older sailors glanced at the sheets of foam that flew by them, in doubt whether the wild gambols of the waves were occasioned by the shot of the enemy, when suddenly the noise of cannon was succeeded by the sullen wash of the disturbed element, and presently the vessel glided out of her smoky shroud and was boldly steering in the center of the narrow passages. For 10 breathless minutes longer the pilot continued to hold an uninterrupted sway, during which the vessel ran swiftly by ripples and breakers, by streaks of foam and darker passages of deep water, when he threw down his trumpet and exclaimed, "What threatened to be our destruction has proved our salvation. Keep yonder hill crowned with wood, one point open from the church tower at its base, and steer east and by north. You will run through these shoals on that course in an hour, and by so doing you will gain 5 leagues of your enemy, who will have to double their trail." Every officer in the ship, after the breathless suspense of uncertainty had passed, rushed to those places where a view might be taken of their enemies.